here's a story from The World.
In several major U.S. cities, including Boston and San Francisco, police are banned from using facial recognition technology. It can often misidentify people of color and lead to wrongful arrests and convictions. Human rights groups are also sounding the alarm about potential abuses, like mass surveillance and cracking down on protests. But that's not stopping some countries from using the technology anyway. Greece plans to equip some of its officers with portable facial recognition devices. As The World's Lydia Emanalidou in Athens reports, it's part of a project aimed at cracking down on people residing illegally in Greece.
Saturday is Farmers Market Day in Exarchia, an Athens neighborhood that's been a haven for Greek leftists, anarchists, and refugees. Ali, who lives nearby, is strolling between the stands. We're not using his real name because he's concerned about his safety.
This market, it's like an opportunity to go outside and walk, watching people.
Ali is an artist. He fled his native Yemen when police came after him for making public art criticizing the government. He still feels like he's on the run.
It's kind of risky to go outside.
Ali is undocumented, and venturing outside can be risky. So this market on his street is the only thing he's left his house for in months. The other day, though, he had a run-in with authorities here. After buying some apples, he turned around and found himself face to face with two police officers.
And they said, just come with us.
They took him around the corner and asked for his papers. He pulled out his phone to show the officers that he's been trying to make an appointment with the migration office to apply for asylum and get documents.
I called them every day, but no one answered.
The officers eventually let him go. Ali says life in this country is already challenging. He says it's common for police to stop people who look like him.
It's difficult. You feel like every time someone watching you, coming after you, and it's not a good feeling, you know?
And it makes him even more nervous to know that police will soon carry facial recognition devices to go after people like him. Greece plans to equip some officers with these smartphone-like gadgets before summer. Up to 10,000 officers will eventually get them and use them to scan faces and fingerprints right on the spot.
It's really scary because maybe you look like someone and they stop you because you are looking like that person.
Greek authorities expect the daily average of police stops to go up, which Ali also finds troubling. Activists say citizens of the country should also be worried about giving police more surveillance powers, especially at this moment, when human rights groups say police brutality is on the rise. This is a video from this past weekend. Everyone's been talking about it here and seeing it on the news. It shows police beating civilians with batons at a park in Athens. Officers claim they were provoked, but footage and witnesses tell a different story. People worry that abuse like this will only be exacerbated by expanded surveillance programs. Lefteris Keliudakis with the Greek civil liberties organization, Homo Digitalis, is especially concerned that police will be targeting migrants with their facial recognition program.
They are aiming at marginalized groups and they are aiming at third country nationals because exactly these people are the people that have a lower voice in today's communities.
The Greek police say this will be a more efficient way to conduct their day-to-day work. Keliudakis says that's not a good enough reason to deploy what he considers dangerous technology. He says it's like using a bazooka to kill a fly.
Yes, maybe it's efficient, but is it necessary?
Keliudakis and his organization say the answer is no, and that under European data protection laws, this project may actually be illegal. Their biggest concern is that Greece has not come up with the necessary laws and safeguards for this kind of biometric data processing. The government agency that oversees the Greek police refused to respond to concerns raised by advocates. Greece is not the only country in the region taking this path.
You know the motto, move fast and break things? I've been seeing this more and more in several countries.
Riccardo Colucini is with the Italian NGO Hermes Center for Transparency and Digital Human Rights. He says he's noticing an uptick in this Silicon Valley attitude. Governments rushing to deploy new technologies without considering the human rights and legal implications. He says it happened in his own country. Police wanted to install facial recognition cameras in one area in the city of Como.
This was basically a park in front of the main train station. This area was at the center of a humanitarian crisis.
Homeless migrants would congregate and sleep there.
For this reason, the city of Como was considering the park a dangerous area, a risky area, so something to be monitored. So this is the reason why you wanted to install a face recognition system in there.
Journalists revealed the project, and the Italian data protection watchdog intervened and said it was not legal, so police dropped it. But other projects are moving forward, says Ella Gapagowska with the advocacy group European Digital Rights.
We're seeing a really worrying trend of law enforcement across the EU untransparently taking up facial recognition.
She says one example is a facial recognition lie detector that countries including Hungary and Latvia used on asylum seekers to see if they were lying on their applications. She says programs like these are often run or financed by the EU. The Greek police project, for example, the EU is picking up 75% of the $4.8 million price tag.
It's an incredibly worrying picture because the EU is investing vast sums of money in research and innovation, they call it, that very clearly contradicts their own human rights rules.
And she says often migrants and other marginalized groups are used as test subjects. In Greece, Hiliudakis with Homo Digitalis says so-called smart policing could also open up the door for other surveillance programs. He says, imagine police install a facial recognition camera in a public square in Athens.
When I will pass, it will identify me and will know that I'm Eleftherios Hiliudakis. When you pass, the camera will know that you're Lydia and so on and so forth.
This system could be used to create profiles on people, their religion, sexual orientation. He says people might feel safe now in a democracy, but it wasn't that long ago, in the 60s and 70s, that Greece was ruled by a military junta.
And as we saw with the past, such a regime will be very happy to have a list of homosexual people, people that are Muslim or the people that are Orthodox or the people that are Catholic Christians or whatever.
And then use that list to target certain groups. He says this is what Greece is opening up the door to. It might seem far-fetched, but he says it's happened before and could happen again. For The World, I'm Lydia Emanuelidou in Athens, Greece.